This is Ozarks at Large. Thursday night, Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC shared a letter from the president and CEO of Washington Regional Medical Systems. The letter had been sent to staff on June 19th. Then someone passed it on to Maddow. On June 19th, Arkansas reported 4,705 active cases of COVID-19. And on that day, between Washington and Benton counties, there were nearly 1,900 active infections. Maddow confirmed the letter's authenticity with Washington Regional. And then Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek requested a copy as well. She tells us more about what it says.
I got a copy of the letter from Washington Regional Medical Systems President and CEO Larry Shackelford on Friday after he had shared it with his staff the week before. He starts the letter off with this. Nearly every component of our health system saw a meaningful surge in COVID-19 related activity. Our two COVID-19 dedicated inpatient critical care units experienced a dramatic increase in both the number and acuity of patients, with census nearing 75% of capacity. Our screening centers saw a daily average of 320 patients, with staff being presented the additional challenge of having to conduct those screenings in full PPE in the heat of early summer. He also states that Washington Regional's supply chain became challenged as in-house rapid test kits were used up faster than the inventory could be replaced. Washington Regional's call center also set new records almost daily with more than 900 calls that week. And the positivity rate of those patients who received testing exceeded 14%. Shackelford also writes about his experience visiting Washington Regional's two COVID-19 units. Quote, I was not prepared for what I experienced. My first conversation was with a critical care nurse concerned for his family and their financial well-being. He was thankful to have a job. My next conversation was with two critical care nurses who shared the particular challenge of having to deliver news of a patient's death to loved ones, the language barrier and the strain in trying to communicate that the loved one was not simply asleep. A respiratory therapist shared her activity app results that stated by late afternoon she had already logged 28,000 steps. Hospitalists and intensivists commented that the care of a typical COVID-19 patient required three times the amount of time required for a normal critical care patient. Shackelford goes on to say he's extremely proud and encouraged by the staff he had met. Quote, while I try to reassure each of you and truly believe that we've got this, there is often in the pit of my stomach the fear of the unknown. How high is the hill we have yet to climb? He ends the letter by writing that he wept, but also became inspired. Shackelford then quotes Winston Churchill regarding the foolishness of trying to predict the future at the expense of focusing on the task at hand. That quote goes like this, "It's a mistake to try to look too far ahead. The chain of destiny can only be grasped one link at a time." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzanna Sitek.